You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is Hebrews chapter 6, verse 4 to 6. For it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted the heavenly gift and have become partakers of the Holy Spirit and have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the age to come, if they fall away, to renew them again to repentance, since they crucify again for themselves the Son of God and put him into an open shame. Brethren, this is the word of the Lord. He says, for it is impossible. Impossible. Now look at the people he's talking about. Those who were once enlightened, they've received the light of God. They've tasted the heavenly gift and have become partakers of the Holy Spirit. You can't receive the Holy Spirit if you are not born again. So they were born again and have tasted of the good word of God. They've enjoyed the good word of God and the powers of the age to come. If they fall away, to renew them again to repentance, since they crucify again for themselves the Son of God and put him to an open shame. Backsliding is a terrible thing. Satan is not just interested in you committing sin. He wants you to forsake the Lord. He wants you to turn away from the Lord. Do you know what I've realized today? Many people who used to believe in the Lord, who have now turned away, they took it upon themselves. Nobody sent them to be going against Christ and against Christianity every day. Nobody is paying them. It just becomes their duty. I'm like, okay, even if you don't want to follow Jesus, why not just go ahead with your life? Why not just be living your life, doing everything you want to do? Why have you taken it upon yourself to convince everybody that Jesus is not true? To discredit the name of the Lord? To discredit the things of God? The Bible says to bring those people back is impossible. Brethren, don't joke with your faith. Don't allow the enemy to turn you away from following Jesus. The devil knows if you sin, you can repent. He wants to trap you. The Bible says he has come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. He wants you to be destroyed. He wants you to get into a point where you become reprobate, where you actually become anti-God, anti-Christ, anti-kingdom of God. You become an opposition party to God. He says it becomes difficult to renew you. Some of you have once had the gospel. You gave your life to Jesus. Some of you were leading Bible study. Some of you were fellowship president. Some of you were pastors. But today you are the one that are against everything that is godly. You better repent before it is too late. Who knows? Maybe somebody like you can be brought back to repentance. How long will you continue to harden your heart? Without you, God is God. With or without you, God is God. Why do you want to jeopardize and risk your soul in eternity? They are telling you that once saved, forever saved. Once saved that fall away, according to this scripture, is not forever saved, because the person fell away. If you don't fall away, you are forever saved. You received eternal life. But you can fall away. And if you fall away, according to the scripture, it says it becomes difficult to bring you back to the Lord. That's why, brethren, don't allow Satan to push you to that corner. That's what he's doing. Many parents can't even see what Satan is doing with their children. It's not just making them anti-gospel. He wants to bring them to a point where they completely fall away from the Lord. Because he knows that once they are in that spot, then it becomes extremely difficult to bring them back to the way of the Lord. My prayer is there will be nobody who has heard this and who will become reprobate, who will fall away in the name of Jesus. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. God bless you.